Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Let's Talk and Drink Tea. I am your host, Winnie, and today we're going to talk about business culture differences in China, Mexico, and the United States. Whew, I know, right? It's a lot to unpack today. We're going to talk about culture shock. We're going to talk about how to do business internationally. For those who are going to do business internationally, this might bring a lot of value to you, or if you're just listening and you want to know what the business culture in the three that I mentioned, stick around. There's always going to be so much value, and it's important to learn from experiences, learn from each other. To recap from the previous episode, I talked about how relationships are based on respect and personal trust. Our philosophy is, if you're looking to build relationships, they have to exist between individuals or a group of people and not in between companies. And I say this because companies, they always look what's best for themselves, for that company, right? They're going to think about, is this going to generate income if I expand here? Is this going to be profitable? Is there any expenses? They're thinking it from a business perspective. The business culture in China and Mexico is different from the United States. Because there are so much differences in each other's culture, there's also going to be different ways of doing business. Before we begin, we always start with expression. So for today's expression is going to be 失败, 失成功,自误. 失败 means failure. And the opposite of failure is going to be success. So success is 成功. 失败, 失成功, 自母. And that means failure is the mother of success. Because 自母 means mother. In essence, it translates to you have to fail in order to succeed. You have to make mistakes, and you have to be uncomfortable in order to be comfortable. When you're doing business internationally, what tends to happen is culture shock. So culture shock is experienced by people who find themselves just living in a radically different cultural environment than what they're used to at their home. And this is when experiences of unpleasantness, not being comfortable in a foreign culture comes about because you're not used to it. For example, you're not used to shaking hands with somebody. You're not used to bowing as a form of greeting. You're not used to when and how to give tips. You're not used to making purchases in these foreign countries, because one, you're not used to the language, two, you're not used to the custom, and three, you're not used to their greetings. There's a loss of old familiar surroundings too, because you're not used to your friends, you're not used to your family, you're not used to your routines, your habits. Because you have little to no control over that environment, it causes anxiety. You miss that life that you were used to having. For example, a businesswoman visiting New York for her client. She is upset that New Yorkers push in front of each other. In her home country, she's used to people lining up in an orderly fashion. Whereas in New York, people want to make it to work on time, so they're going to push each other. And she also finds out that when she tries to be friendly, people don't respond to her. Because culture shock does not occur quickly, it results from a series of experiences. And because she's trying to cope with all this newness, it leads to a bad taste in her mouth. She doesn't want to come back to New York. Unfortunately, it also drains your energy. The only way I would say to avoid this culture shock is really to research the country ahead of time. I know it sounds cliche to research, but it's really important. Each culture and country has their own economy, politics, business models, greetings. there's a different way of greeting each other, right? In France, people may give a kiss in the cheek. In other parts of culture, it's the opposite. Maybe it's just handshake. So research that country ahead of time. To explain further what I mean, the business culture in China is so group-oriented, decisions are going to be made by the head of the group. They are high context, which means it's important to build trust with the client and the salesperson. Less about the facts and the figures. It's important to not rush the deal so rapidly. Take the time to understand the client's needs and answer their questions. The business meetings are done in a social environment where, for example, a restaurant with food, just somewhere you're able to interact with each other face to face. Building a relationship is crucial. So because relationship building is crucial, titles, having a position, having status, it becomes important. Knowing how to address people the correct way in a professional manner is important. For example, Miss, Mrs., Miss. And in Chinese, to address people, we say the last name and the title. For example, my name is Winnie Lei, right? So they will call me Lei Xiao Jie, which means Lady Lei. If you learned one thing from my podcast today in this episode, it's that in the business culture in China, they are really concerned about status and position. Another concept, silence is normal. In other culture, periods of silence is considered awkward. In the United States culture, if you're silent, it means something is wrong. But for periods of silence in the Chinese culture, it's completely normal and it is to be expected. Avoid interrupting somebody. Avoid talking over somebody. Avoiding conflict or confrontation. In the previous episode, I talked about being respectful for the elders, being respectful of authority. Saving face is important. The decisions are going to be made by the head of the group. Going back to status and position. This may be, like I said, weird in the business culture in the United States because we're low context. We're concerned about the facts and the figures. We're concerned about meeting the deadline. The value of time is different. In New York especially, time is money. If I'm not here by 9 a.m., I'm late. Get to the point. A manager is expecting that sale to close quickly. The titles. Titles are important. Address people by their first name. So decisions are going to be made from the top down, and group senses is going to be valued. The lower employees can speak freely with the CEO or the higher executives, whereas in the Chinese culture, decisions are made by the head of the group. This is where I think a lot of business encounters with China and the United States fail because of a lack of understanding and a lack of research. In the United States, the business deal or the contract is more important than that personal relationship. Does that make sense? So because there are differences, those business deals are not going to be amicable because there's a lack of relationship built. You have to understand that there's going to be differences. For example, when I visited Shanghai for the first time, the potty where you go do your business is on the floor. Oh, there is no toilet bowl. There's no tissues. You have to bring your own tissues. In the United States, nice stalls, right? They have the bathroom tissue. They have hand sanitizer. There's so much accessibility. I could have easily been shocked, but I was like, okay, now I know, right? To bring more tissues next time to the bathroom. Every person is different with how they adapt to these changes. Every person is different. The moral of the story is when you notice these differences, don't think weird or that culture is weird, because then that's kind of disrespectful to say, because to associate somebody or another region for being disgusting when you've seen that the bathroom is disgusting. That experience that you encountered that made you uncomfortable, but it doesn't generalize that the whole country is that way. You have to be uncomfortable with what you've seen to be comfortable. So to wrap it all up, it all goes back to how you want to adjust and pivot from those differences when you experience those differences. I hope that makes sense to you guys. Please feel free to message me. Don't hesitate. I'm always an open book. I'm always happy to assist you guys in any way that I can. But with that said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I look forward to bringing you more value in future episodes. Take care and have a good one. Bye.